God's Talk Ministry. And I'm excited about the opportunity to be able to just look at God's Word with you on a Friday. And so if you're a part of the Abide 21, I've just been kind of looking at those through these 21 days leading up to Resurrection Sunday, and excited about that opportunity. Would you be praying with us as a church that we could love people well and lead well as we lead into that weekend? It's just a cool weekend. We know people are going to be here that normally aren't involved in church, and so we want the gospel to impact their lives. So I would just encourage you to be praying for us and with us as we walk towards that day. If you do have your Abide passage, it's John chapter 10. Obviously, I'm not going to do 21 verses, but probably over your chapter title is what's over mine. I am the Good Shepherd, referring to Jesus. And so the majority of John chapter 10 is in red letter, which I love to read my red letter Bible. I'm not saying it's more inspired than the black letters, but it's just kind of neat to see Jesus's voice and words. And so as I was reading through there, there were things that were kind of, just jumping out to me, just things that were call or encouraging to my heart. And so I just want to point them out. I wish we had time to do all 21 verses, but we don't have that in this little Let's Talk discussion. But let's start in verse 1. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all of his own, he goes before them, and the shepherd and the sheep follow him. They know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of the stranger. No, and then at 6 it says, this is a figure of speech used with them. But interesting wording here for the shepherd. The sheep hear his voice. He calls them his own sheep by name, and he leads them. When he's brought them out all of his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. I don't know what's going on in your world, but as I look at this little passage, it's comforting to me to know that wherever I'm going, Jesus is leading me as he led the sheep. It'd be very important for me to make sure that I'm listening for his voice, but it's comfort to know that he leads me. He goes before the sheep. How cool is that, just to think? And I have no concept of being a shepherd. But as the shepherd's walking, he's calling sheep, and they know his voice, and they're going to follow him. Notice that the shepherd is not at the back of the pack. He's leading the pack. Again, what a cool opportunity to think for us today is that he goes before us. Gives us the opportunity, though, then to say, okay, listen, I need to be willing to follow the shepherd. Now, I realize today that none of us are most likely going to hear the voice of Jesus out loud, but he's left us his word, and he wants us to follow that. He wants us to say, okay, this is what I'm saying to you as you live today, Highlands County, Central Florida, March the 27th. Glad you're involved in Abide. Follow my voice, he says. Not just know it, not just listen to it, not just be aware of it, follow it. So as he leads you today, different path, different meetings, different things, while he's going before you, which is comforting, follow well today. As a good shepherd calls his sheep to follow, may we be good sheep and follow his voice as we prepare for the Resurrection Sunday, as we prepare for Good Friday. So Jesus, I want to thank you for this opportunity just to know that you're in front of us today, that you're calling us to follow. You're not asking for my input or my opinion or our input or our opinion. You've given us words to help us to follow those well for your glory, Jesus. In your name I pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great Friday.